You see that nice golden liquid at the bottom there? That's what we beekeepers live for. That nice, rich golden thing, that's the honey.
Consider El Paso resident Vibert Skeet a busy bee with his recent hobby. A substitute teacher for Socorro Independent School District, Skeet has kept bees in his backyard for about a year. He has two hives, one marked blue and a more aggressive red hive. Skeet started learning about the hobby from books and YouTube videos. By keeping bees, he also aims to improve his and his family's health.
Secondly, I was getting concerned about all the processed food that we eat as a family, and we wanted to start to go into a more natural direction. And so starting with a simple thing like sweeteners or sugars was the way to go.
Before inspecting a beehive box called a super, Skeet wears white leather gloves and a netted headpiece for protection.
Protect my head. Why? Because I'm already wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's light in color, so this should not irritate the bees.
He lights his smoker with a mix of shredded paper and dry leaves.
See, that's a good fire right there. We'll put some smoke here.
The smoke tricks the bees into thinking there's a fire. They respond by gorging themselves on honey to take with them someplace else.
Now, the reason why they're not attacking us in full force is because most of the aggressive bees are out gathering food. And the ones that are here, these are the nurse bees that are taking care of the hive and the queen.
Skeet uses a curved tool to remove the hive's frames. They're stuck together by a bee glue called propolis. The bees build honeycomb in an egg-shaped pattern.
This nice dusty-looking, like white sugar thing over the honey, that's when they're finished filling it up with honey, they cap it with this nice wax.
Aside from cost, Skeet says his biggest challenge as a beginner was that he didn't know anyone else keeping bees. Then he attended his first meeting with the Paseo del Norte Beekeepers Association, more than 60 members strong.
And the hope is that I can use the experience and wisdom of those persons to basically help me to become a better beekeeper and to basically help to protect my environment by supporting all the work that the bees do to make sure we have a healthy and happy environment to live in.
The association meets monthly, alternating between Las Cruces and El Paso. Member Carol Powey is a farmer and private tutor. Powey and her husband George have cared for bees on and off for 30 years. A decade ago, they bought a farm in Chamberino.
Powey cares for 7 hives, but wants to expand to 10. When she checks on a hive, which varies in frequency depending on how new it is, she looks for different indicators.
I want to see if any critters have gotten into the hives. I want to see if the hive looks healthy. I want to see if the queen is laying eggs in the egg-shaped pattern, or if she's scattered around. If the eggs are scattered around, it may mean that she's starting to fail and need to be replaced.
Oh, look at all the brood on this side. This is all capped larva, and there's some larva that hasn't been capped along the edges. So these bees are doing well.
That's good news, as bee populations have declined significantly since the mid-2000s. That's why it's crucial to help colonies grow. As the queen lays eggs in the first super, a second box is added to help the brood expand. Then Powie adds a screen to separate the queen.
See this little strip here of wood? That is a queen excluder. And that keeps the queen from getting up into where you're collecting honey, but it allows the worker bees to come up and deposit nectar and pollen.
Powie used to use an extractor to process the honey she harvested once or twice a year. Now she uses flow hives to collect the honey and sells it at the farmer's market in Sunland Park. When he moved into his El Paso home, Skeet says the backyard was bare. But he learned flowers help to attract pollinators like bees and other insects. Now he tends a small garden with sunflower, rose, and lantana plants.
You know, it's just like any place else. If you don't have food to eat, nobody wants to come at you. If you have a party without food, it's not a good party. So for the bees, it's the same thing once. They have a yard where there are flowers that they can forage and basically get some food. It's wonderful for them.
Skeet says he hopes to expand to 4 hives by next year. For Powie, keeping bees is almost magical.
You see this little tiny insect, and you see what it's able to do. You see how they take care of each other. You see the cycle and how they get along with each other. And at the end, you end up with something that's delicious. So it's just fascinating to watch.
Whether novice or pro, beekeepers say raising pollinators is a sweet way to keep bees bumbling. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.